This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. And I do mean a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, get involved, get engaged, be part of. You hear me say that every day. And you have to be involved. You have to, especially today. You know, it's kind of disheartening, I got to tell you. I know there's a lot of us that are out there. We're fighting away. We're doing what we need to do. By the way, you guys know, I'll talk about it a little bit, about the Katie Hill issue that we're having. You know, we were part of a bigger group of people, if you would, that helped call her out for the stuff that she was doing. That, you know, again, I bring it up all the time. It's funny how the left is always accusing the right of breaking the same laws that they're breaking. How does that work? Right? How does that happen? It's almost like if I can bring attention on them, then it'll come off of me and I'll be fine. So anyhow, she is suing me and a few other people. I could use as much help as I can. These things are not cheap to fight back. I don't mind being there to fight with you, but I want some help. Head up to the realside.com. That's where our website is. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot of people smarter than I am in the online chat room. And if you do want to help contribute and find out more about the story, it's therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. All right. You know, Joey B has done more damage in a few days than most every other Democrat president before him. Right? I mean, look at what he's done already. Now, it's really funny because as you're watching what's happening out there, you're watching what Joey B is pushing right now. You know, they were talking about, you know, not packing the Supreme Court. Remember, I did this story the other night about the House Republicans who introduced a bill to hold the Supreme Court at 9. That's not going to go anywhere. They need their people in. You know, Justice Roberts, who I've got to believe they've got something on him. I can't believe, not a word, not a pushback, not an anything. I cannot believe that they didn't take anything up during the election. Because now you've got all kinds of crazy. Biden, who once called packing the court a bonehead move. All of a sudden he's all for it. He's put a committee together to study the Supreme Court's reform because the left is pushing him hard to do it. I don't believe that he's, look at, the guy can't put two sentences together. Do you really believe he's doing all this on his own? For real? Anyhow, Biden said that in October he'd put together a bipartisan commission of scholars to send him recommendations within 180 days on how to reform a court system that's getting out of whack. The White House put that out on Wednesday. Biden would be moving forward with the plans to study the federal judiciary. In other words, with the plans on how to make them more friendly to him. right? It's just amazing. The president remains committed to an expert study of the role of debate over reform of the court. We'll have more to say in the coming weeks. The commission was Biden's response to progressive demands to expand the number of justices from 9. Now notice, they didn't say 9. When they were talking about this and yakking away, they were talking about how the court was 6-3 conservative majority. Now, how could that even be discussed? When it comes to the judiciary system, we shouldn't be talking about Democrat versus Republican, conservative versus liberal. How about constitutionalist, originalist? Right, where did any of our founding fathers in any of their writings, in any of the arguments that they had, say this is a living, breathing document, and it should be interpreted by every court that shows up? It's not the way it was meant to be. The courts were not, the Supreme Court was not really supposed to be as powerful as it has become. The Dems have weaponized the Supreme Court. Now, the White House declined to confirm a story that came out Wednesday on Politico that said that Biden's already staffing up his commission with Biden's campaign lawyer Bob Bauer, Yale Law School professor Christina Rodriguez, serving as the co-chairs. The outlet also reported that this guy's going to go foot to the wall on pushing us so far towards socialism. And he doesn't care. You know, I know some of you who listen to the show, you know, you love Biden, too bad. He doesn't care about us. Why is he getting back in bed with Iran? Why is he getting back in bed with China? Why is he getting back in bed with the Russians? And don't tell me it's to make the world safer, because frankly, tell me something. Under Donald Trump, what new wars were started? What new skirmishes were started? We were bringing people home, or we were supposed to be anyway. He gave the orders. I don't know if they really carried them out. So seriously, when you look at this as a whole, if you people could put your hate aside for 30 seconds, look at what your guy's doing now. I just heard of a private jail that wasn't having any issues. No complaints. No beatings of prisoners. 300 people work in the jail. Joey B. shutting it down, not because of problems with the jail, because he doesn't believe in privatizing jail systems, because the government does such a better job. We're going for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always appreciate your time. I always love it when you we hang out. And we've got a lot we could do. Seriously. A lot we can be involved with, a lot we could do. And then, get up to the website. You want to sign up for the email blast that we do? You want to sign up for text alerts? Text alerts are easy. I mean, seriously. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Always good. Always nice to have you involved, you know, with the conversation. All right, let's go back at it. I mean, this is scary because look at they want a dictatorship. Joey B and team wants a dictatorship, and they think that they're smarter than us. You've heard this from some of the Democrats. That the reason we don't like them is because they're smarter than we are, and we know it. It's almost like it's almost like we're as petty as they are, right? We don't like them because we know that they're smarter than we are. Boy, talk about being a snob. Fool yourself, huh? You know, it's just amazing. Supreme Court is, now this is according to the White House. Supreme Court has become too partisan, too political. And with a united Democrat government, the time to act is now. A united government? No. In a government that's lording over us, the time to act. Demand Justice Executive Director Brian Fallon said in a statement on Wednesday that the 6-3 Republican appointed majority consistently sides with Republican politicians and corporate interests over the American people, and we must act before they rig the rules for our democracy. Really? Let's go back and look. How many times has Roberts and team let down the right in the last couple of years? Come on, think about it. Right? And what do you, Chief Justice Roberts, they're going to say he sides with Republicans? What are you smoking, Brian? Biden previously had cooled the idea of court packets, saying he's not a fan. During an interview with CBS 60 Minutes in October, Biden laid out his vision for the commission. If elected, what I'll do is I'll put together a national commission, a bipartisan commission of scholars, constitutional scholars, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives. I will ask them over 180 days to come back to me with a recommendation. Right? No, he's already given them what he wants. He's going to have them find a way to make it happen. Got nothing to do with recommendation. Give me a break. Y'all know it. It's all about packing the court. Now, he'll tell you it's not about packing the court. There's a number of other things that our constitutional scholars have debated, and I'm looking to see what the recommendations that commission might make. See, the bigger part of this problem is that the Republicans didn't get behind Trump in the last 4 years on the things that they did agree with, but they didn't want to deal with the public outcry if they tried to change them. No, really, think about it. And you can't put term limits. You can't just decide to put term limits on justices. If you're going to do them on justices, hey, yo, Schumer, Pelosi, why don't you do them to yourselves? Why don't you guys have term limits? Let me tell you what, you're not that great of a catch. You shouldn't be around that long. Way too much power for you. Shortly before the interview, Fox News had uncovered Biden's more outspoken take on the issue back in 1983. He called packing the court a bonehead move. Apparently he's evolved, right? He's evolved over same-sex marriage. He's evolved over abortion. He's evolved over packing the court, right? And by the way, he's not a racist anymore, right? I mean, all those racist things we have on video, he seems to have got a pass on. Now, President Roosevelt clearly had a right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. It was within his right. He violated no law. He was, logistically, he was correct in doing so. Right? Now, this is, by the way, this is Biden speaking in his speech. This is when he was 40 and maybe had a few brain cells to work. That worked. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make. And it put in question, for the entire decade, the independence of the most significant body in this country, the Supreme Court of the United States. Yeah, it shouldn't be. You know, the Congress is filled with cowards. I got friends there. I'm going to tell you. It's filled with cowards. They should be making these laws. They should be challenging the Supreme Court to decide what the law is and or is not. They need to be sending, not sending these to the Supreme Court. Hey, you know what, this looks good to me. Go ahead. What we'll do is we'll challenge it and see what happens. What do you think? The Supreme Court was not seen. They have no power of the military. They have no purse power, right? They have no money to do any of these things. Their job strictly was to make sure the judicial system was flowing properly and that laws were constitutional when challenged. And they've abdicated all those responsibilities in the last couple of years. You know, starting to see, too, more and more and more, the reason they hate for Trump and Roberts' hate for Trump was that he was pushing them to do their jobs, to live up to the Constitution. When you, as the Supreme Court, decide not to take a case on, a state-to-state case, Pennsylvania versus Texas, you're advocating what you were put in place, one of the reasons you were put in place. To deal with, what are you going to have, two Supreme Courts? Supreme Court for Pennsylvania, Supreme Court for Tennessee, fighting each other over whose law is more important? That's what the Supreme Court was for. And yet, they still won't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Next hour, Tom Del Picaro is going to join us. Talk about some of the issues of the day going on. Where do we go from here? Right? I mean, really, where do we go from here? How do we get this country back? How do we need to fight to do it? And when I say we get this country back, I'm not talking about Republicans getting this country back. I'm talking about Americans getting this country back. Seriously. And you got John Kerry. He's out there talking to us about green energy and how bad it is. I mean, how bad fossil fuels are. We need to change it. Yeah, let's talk about his hypocrisy on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states say their supplies of COVID vaccines are still low,
as President Biden pledged to increase the weekly amount of shots sent to states. The White House COVID-19 response team announced Wednesday that 10 million new doses a week will be sent to states for at least the next 3 weeks, with states getting a heads up to how many shots they'll be getting to allow them to plan their distribution. Andy Slavitt, the senior advisor to the response team, says that the federal government keeps a limited stockpile of vaccines and that they're sent out as soon as they're ordered by the states.
Now, we do not keep a stockpile of a large number of vaccines. We keep a 2 to 3 day supply as a practice just to account for variation in manufacturing production. That's it. The rest moves out to states.
President Biden sees.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just engaged and involved. That's really all I want. I want you engaged and involved. Right? Really that simple. Get informed. So when you're speaking to other people, when you're putting this out to other people, you have a clue. You're not just spewing, you know, all that other stuff that is not the truth. So we're talking about John Kerry, you know, the new climate czar. You're talking about the hypocrisy. These people, now see, some of you will say they don't even see their own hypocrisy. They don't see the mistake. No, I don't agree with you. As we have been told over and over again by the Dems, they are smarter than us. We just need to shut up and do what we're told. And that's it. Now, John Kerry, who constantly tells us how we're burning up the planet, the bad things we're doing for the planet, you know, how eco-unfriendly this country is, although it's not what, you know, that's not what we recently heard. The FAA shows that his family, they own a private jet, I'm sure a few. So despite his position on combating fossil fuels, I mean, he's got his Gulfstream that he flies all over. By the way, they are not known for their fuel efficiency. Right? The Gulfstream is owned by the Flying Squirrel, LLC, the name previously reported for Teresa Hines Carey's private charter jet company. The company lists the address matches that of the Hines Family Foundation. Now, the White House never, you know, got back and spoke to anybody about it. Now, the jet was purchased, I guess, back in 05. Now, again, I don't know how much he flies in that, but he's got one. And according to the records, he flies, that plane flies, maybe not he's in it, hundreds of times a year. And frankly, the private jets like this, they emit about 40 times as much carbon as regular commercial passenger jets. Right, so why wouldn't he use that? Why is it these people cannot show us or live by example? They talk about all these things, but they don't mean them. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, go down the whole list. Governor Newsom, out to eat with a group of people, no masks on, getting haircuts, being around town. Nancy Pelosi going in to get her hair done with no masks on. We've seen Dianne Feinstein go through an airport, no mask on. We've got a list of all of them. They're just deceitful, dishonest people. The Cuomo brothers, both of them. You know, it sounds like a circus act because they act like a bunch of clowns. We're looking forward to the anti-carbon lectures from a guy who travels the globe on private jets, right? You find him in luxury yachts most of the time. I mean, think of the pictures you've seen of him even in the last couple of years. Now, during the 2004 presidential campaign, right, Kerry's campaign made over 60 payments to his wife's charter company for almost $300,000. Right? This is a guy that is bent on saving this planet. Well, not that he wants to save the planet. He wants you to think he does. Right? It's just amazing. Oh, by the way, not that it really matters. He owns over $1 million in stock in the Flying Squirrel LLC with his wife. But hey, nothing to see here. It's all good. The hypocrisy, again, when it comes to a Republican, if it even smells like a Republican is doing something wrong, in any way, shape, manner, or form, they'd be all over him like white and rice. This would be a 24/7 news cycle, wouldn't it? Really, think about it. But not, no. When it comes to the Dems, they're a lot smarter than we are, so they get away with this a lot better. I mean, a lot more. Anyhow, you know, and the more and more we look into what's going on, the more and more we see what this is. I don't believe that Biden ran to make this country better. Biden ran to turn around everything that Trump did. Because they hate everything he had. They hate the popularity he had. The power he had. I mean, it's kind of not really a joke. But think about it. Again, before he became president, everybody loved the guy. Right? They talked about the apprentice. They loved this guy. They loved getting his money. You know, they loved having him part of the team or whatever. And then when he said he was going to run for president, all of a sudden he was a joke. All of a sudden he was a clown. And it shows you how surface they are. Come on, think about it. It shows you how much they have no depth at all. They love you as long as they can use you for something. When they can't use you for something anymore, you're done. They're not interested. How nice is that? I mean, some of this stuff is truly getting very old. And this is why I keep saying, or I have said, and some of you have responded, this is why I keep saying to you, you cannot play nice anymore. Listen, I wonder if you can hear this. Right? So this is, I don't know if you guys heard this the other day, but in the L.A. City Council meeting, Los Angeles City Council meeting, right? It's kind of a country of its own. A Los Angeles City Council Democrat member butchered the Pledge of Allegiance. Couldn't even say the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, this is a country, a state, a city. This is what allows him to be elected into public office. Right? Now, Kevin DeLeon, which I'm sorry, he's just a piece of human excrement. He really, you've got to look up his history. So when he was asked by the council president to lead the chamber to pledge, he goes, oh, yeah, sure, I'm honored. I would be honored to do that. Does somebody have it anywhere where I can read it? He doesn't say that. But take a listen. You got to hear this. Maybe.
Madam President, today is Tuesday and time for the flag salute.
Mr. De Leon, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Thank you very much, Madam President. Be an honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Somebody bring me, is there a cheat sheet around here somewhere?
Indivisible, pledge allegiance to the flag of the
Indivisible, undivisible, multiplied?
United States of America. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What a slap in the face of our founding fathers, all those wonderful immigrants who fought to get here, to be in a country where they knew they had an opportunity to succeed. They wouldn't be thrown in jail for making fun of a governor or government. Right? Everything that our founding fathers did, everything that people have done after our founding fathers to fight for our freedom. What a slap in their face. Right? I mean, think about it. And then De Leon, who's had his own set of problems. And this guy's been in all kinds of government positions. All right? De Leon launched a failed bid to oust Senator Dianne Feinstein in 2018, full of himself. He sat through thousands of, I mean, think about this, sat through thousands of legislative meetings that begin with the pledge. He served in the state senate as the Democratic majority leader. He served in the state assembly. And the guy doesn't know the Pledge of Allegiance? You think it would have got in there by osmosis at some point? Talk more about him. I mean, he's really a piece of work. He is the typical Dem. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me to your host. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Is it me? Or did it sound like you said Joey B? Joey Bice. Yeah, I guess Joe Bice. I don't know, maybe. So, this is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. We were talking about Kevin DeLeon, president. Not president, I'm sorry. Member of the Los Angeles City Council. The man has been in the Senate. He's been in the Assembly. I mean, all he knows is politics. And after spending thousands, probably tens of thousands, you know, in meetings and other places, after spending tens of thousands or hearing tens of thousands of recitals of the Pledge of Allegiance, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't come up with the words. He couldn't even fake the flow. Can you imagine when he was called on? He must have been really, God bless. Anyway, in 2014, he went viral for this erroneous, bizarre statement of firearms during a news conference. He was going to rein in ghost guns. He held up a rifle Like, he even knew what he was doing, right? He said, this is a ghost gun. He said, he was holding up a rifle with a 30 caliber clip, right? He said, this rifle can disperse 30 bullets in a half a second. Come on, think about that. Right? 30 bullets within a half a second. 30 mag. Then he goes on to say, 30 magazine clips in a half a second. He had no idea what he was talking about, did he? Right? No, come on, think about it. And they get up there, and this holier-than-thou attitude, and this is what I've always said to my people, if you would. The reason people don't call them on the carpet is they speak with such authority. They speak like they have a clue when they actually don't. But they sound like they know what they're talking about. Right, don't they? In most cases, they sound like exactly like they know what they're talking about. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You got to get involved. You got to get, God, you got to stop this stuff. And you're not going to stop it unless you get just as loud as they do. Right? And you look at what's been going on. Some of our people have been, God bless them, some of our people have been stepping up. They've been stepping up their fight. They've been stepping up their activity. Right, I heard a bunch of shoppers went in at Bed Bath & Beyond, I guess it is. And what they did was they loaded up their carts. And some of you are not going to agree with this, but that's okay. I can live with it. They loaded up their carts. They brought them all to the front counters. And then they waited for the cashier to ring them up. And they left them there. They refused to pay for them. And they left notes that said, you know what, you give us the choice whether we want to buy Lindell's stuff or not. You have no reason to squelch him. Now, they're going to say it's for lack of sales, which is a line of stuff. Right? They're going to use that as excuses. Well, why didn't they do it before the screaming? Why did they wait for a very small group of people to decide that Mike Lindell was a bad guy and he needed to go, his product needed to be taken off the shelf? What were they waiting for? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, yeah, there you go. This is a good one. The San Francisco Board of Education, it has decided, that it needs to rename 44 schools. Because their names were, you know, they're just very oppressive. You know what I mean? The names like, you know, Jefferson and Lincoln. Very, very, very oppressive names for, you know, people who live in San Francisco. Well, maybe you people in San Francisco should move to another country. No, I'm serious. I mean, whether you like it or not, these are the people that helped start this country. No, they were not racist. They were not oppressors. They were not, you know, in almost all cases, they were not slavery promoters. I mean, you can spin it any way you want to. If it makes you feel better to call them racist and slave owners or nasty slave owners, whatever you want to call them. This is an opportunity for our students to learn about history of our schools, including the potential new ones. That's according to Board President Gabriela Lopez. This resolution came to the school board in the wake of attacks in Charlottesville. And we're working alongside with the rest of the country to dismantle symbols of racism and white supremacy culture. You got some of the worst schools in the country, and the only thing you're worried about is naming a school. Okay. Schools whose names will be replaced will be an opportunity to propose ideas to the board. In addition to the board will take suggestions from a broader community. final decisions for the names will be probably within the next 30 to 60 days. In addition to former presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the list includes a naturalist, John Muir, Spanish priest, Junipero Sierra, right? American Revolution patriot Paul Revere, composer of the Star Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key, and current Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Now listen, this is to remove those names. Are you hearing me? They're going to remove Dianne Feinstein because she's a white supremacist. They're going to remove Abraham Lincoln because he was racist. I mean, I want you to think about something here. These are the people that are teaching your kids. Let this sink in for a second. Now, changing the name of Dianne Feinstein's elementary school has raised eyebrows. The trailblazing 87-year-old, her star has dimmed because she gave a hug to Lindsey Graham. The committee that selected the names included Feinstein because in 1984, while mayor of San Francisco, she replaced a 1984, while mayor of San Francisco, she replaced a vandalized Confederate flag that was part of a long-standing flag display in front of City Hall. Anybody there? Are you listening? Are you hearing what these people are doing? Board member Mark Sanchez, he called the decision to rename the schools a moral message to the community. Yeah, because we need a moral message from especially those Dems that are running around in San Francisco. We need a moral message for people who are pushing to allow you to have sex with a 12-year-old when you're 22. Yeah, look it up. We need a moral message from a group of people that are good with you shooting up in the streets, crapping on the sidewalks. We need a moral message. I don't know if it's in the air up there or what. It's a message to our families, our students, our communities. It's not just symbolic, he said. Now, some critics argue that the board used little input from historians. Of course not, they didn't. They put the figures into historical context or weighed their contributions with their failings. So, and this is the funny thing about it. This is proof that it only applies to them. It's proof that their elitism is now starting to shine. You look at the problems that that some of the Dems have had. I won't say all. I'm sure there are Democrat legislators that are good, solid people. I don't know any. That doesn't mean there aren't. But they're not using anything to look at what these people did as a whole. Now, one person said that's not true because, you ready for this? Right? Don't fall over laughing. I don't want you to hurt yourself. It's not true. They used Wikipedia. Now, for some of you who may not get the joke here, Wikipedia is not a well-sourced source. Pretty much anybody can add information to Wikipedia, what they believe to be truth. Again, not that hard to skew definitions in Wikipedia. One example is Roosevelt Middle School, where board members did not appear to know which former President Roosevelt the school was named for. Now, that was despite deciding to remove the name anyway. What is wrong with these people? Why not find out? So if it was a Republican Roosevelt, gone. Right? If it was the guy that was responsible for killing tens of thousands of Jews, for caging Japanese, for caging Germans, for caging Italians, for caging Asians. If it was for him, he was going to stay. This is why I tell you. They love him, and Lincoln's got to go. Tell me they're playing with a full deck. Thomas, your host. Got a lot going on. Tom Del Picaro joins us after the break. We'll be back in a minute.